As far as the game injuries, we didn't have any to report right now, so that's a good thing. Questions?
Vance, you had a couple different ways you could have put him away, let him hanging around, but your defense kind of ruled the day?
The defense played very well, outside of probably two big plays. We were great on third down. They were 2 for 15 on third downs. We had 8 3-and-outs today, and the start of the second half, they were -3, -8, -19 yards on the drive, and -1. So defensively, we played really stout today outside of the two big plays, and the one obviously for a touchdown. We can't do that, but very pleased with the defense.
How do you feel with the play of your running backs today, Jamal and CJ especially?
How they play? We rushed for, 146 yards. So, absolutely pleased with the entire offense as far as running the football. I can't tell you about the individual backs right now, but, we were 29 for 146 at 5.0 a carry. So I'm pleased with that.
Vance, how does the flow of the game change from what you were doing in the first quarter on offense to then suddenly you're in sort of a run mode, even in a –
Well, I wouldn't say it's a run mode. We were attacking their looks they were giving us. They played a lot of shell coverage, in the second half, even when they were down by two scores. They played a bunch of soft zones. So I wouldn't say it was run mode. It was just attacking what they were giving us.
Coach, when you hold the team to 24 rushing yards, how hard is that for that team to overcome?
It's extremely hard, especially if you're a run-first offense like the Raiders are. But again, our run defense has been stout entire year, so I've been very proud of how those guys have played the run. With a back like that and a offensive line like that, that's really special. 24 yards.
Were you satisfied with the pass protection from the line?
I was. Obviously Mac gave us a couple issues, but he's a great player. But overall, I was satisfied with the protection. Absolutely, I was.
3-1 going into the bye.
Yeah.
Pleased, satisfied? What do you like? What do you need to work on?
Definitely pleased to be 3-1. It's a 16-game season, and it's four quarters. So the first quarter's over, and we're 3-1 and headed into a bye. So that was huge for us today. What I like about our football team right now is our run defense has been excellent. Running the football with our offensive line and backs has been excellent. My issue with our football team right now, we make a lot of critical errors. That's got to stop. Offensively, we're 0-for-4 again in the red zone with one false start and a holding penalty. And defensively, we gave up two big plays today in the pass game and the same play versus the same play from the Chargers game. It's an identical play. So we've got to fix those things moving forward.
Coach, I was just going to ask you about red zone efficiency. What would you take away from today's game in terms of your red zone offense?
It wasn't very good. We're 0-for-4, and again, it's really self-inflicted wounds. It's a false start, it's a holding penalty, so we can't do that. We got to score points down there and score touchdowns down there, and we had a missed field goal. So that part of our offense we've got to fix quickly.
Coach, if I would have told you you would hold Gordon, Elliott, McCoy, and Marshawn Lynch to 95 yards combined.
Right.
Would you have believed that? I know you thought your defense was good.
Probably not. That's really four special backs and really four special offensive lines. But our run defense has been really stout. Adding those adding Pecco and Kerr and Atuba Rubin now and obviously coaching it differently than it was coached in the past.
Coach, A.J. Derby, the leading receiver on the day with 75 yards. When the tight end's working like that and so successful, how much does that open up your offense?
It opens up it's hard to say. When you're facing a lot of cover two or shell coverage, 88 and 10 are really taken out of the ball game. So it opens up windows for Derby. And that's his role, for our football team to win inside coverage in zones versus safeties and linebackers. So very pleased with him. That was a big day for him.
Yeah, Coach, that's two games now that Justin Simmons' athleticism finished out a win. Could you talk about that last play?
Well, Justin is obviously a great young player, very intelligent, very athletic. That play he made tonight was a big-time play, and that's what we've seen from this guy the last 4 or 5 months. So moving forward, he's going to get better and better as he plays more football. but I've been very pleased with how he's handled himself as a first-time starter.
Man, so why do you think people are still so willing to play you with Demaryius and Emmanuel the way they are, even though you run the ball?
Well, because the pass game is where you score points. You know, everyone understands that. You know, you can give up 150 yards rushing and still be in a football game, right? We just watched it. You know, but the pass game is where you make your chunk yards and you make points. You score points. So I don't blame teams. You know, I would force us to pound the ball and play good red zone defense. So it's been working against us. You know, so and I wouldn't. You know, it won't change until our red zone offense change. You know, right now it's a formula versus our offense. Just play soft, and the red zone stiffen up.
Anything else for the coach?
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.